Bulawinaka and welcome once again to the Goda Foundation program on a Sunday. Today is Sunday the 17th of October. So we welcome you once again. And also greetings to those of you who do not belong to New Methodist. For us, New Methodist churches all over the world, I believe you're listening in, regardless of the difference in time. For UK, you're on your Saturday evening, I believe. And also for America, looking at the posted pictures already in Santa Rosa, you're already ready to worship God, and you're also tuning in this morning. So for Fiji, we have our Mission Sunday for the Eastern and Northern Division, and I believe you're all ready. And today as well, for New Methodists, it's the first day or first Sunday for us to be having our worship as a worship center. All this time, we have been worshiping God through our families and our homes from the It's been a grand good time for to spend it together with your family and to worship together with your family. Because at times we rush to the worship center or we rush to the zone and we forgot the importance of the value of our family around us. And God just made those moments. God as a family. And I know and I believe that we enjoyed it because we did as well. And I also would like to say greetings to the Lot 3, Sikolo Road in Lodala Beach Estate. I know you're all listening in this morning, so we would like to welcome you and thank you for waking up early in the morning. Like what we said, mentioned earlier, continue to announce the previous week, and I believe Gasilevo emphasized it as well this morning during the Power in the Word 8 to 9, that everybody must and should be compliant to the COVID-19 protocols that is required for all the worship centers. I will not repeat because I believe that we have been audited over the last 2 or 3 days, and if you know you have been audited and you're not ready, you're not supposed to be having the worship center worship today. Only those that have been audited and ready, then you are supposed to be having your worship this morning. And on the same token, for everybody having your worship center worship, I think only the Northern and the Eastern Division are having your mission Sunday, which means that you have to listen in to your zone senior pastors as well, or the associate for that matter. Yeah, that is for Fiji. And also globally, we have, like earlier mentioned, we have America and Europe. I'm not forgetting Romania. And also we have Scotland and Germany. Thank you. And the virtual are actually spread around. We have American Samoa. We have Marshall Islands, Cook Islands. We would like to say greetings. And the Papua New Guinea, we say welcome. All the way from Fiji, and those of you that are scattered all around New Zealand. And for the New Zealand Division, Bulawinaka, and thank you for worshiping this morning. And also the Australia Division, we would like to extend our greetings as well. Not forgetting America, SPV Kafatumu, all the way in Bigfoot Island in Hawaii. We say greetings all the way from Fiji and to Santa Rosa in America. America has been burning and has been on fire. Thank you for all the visitations done. Thank you to the team, Tangas Chavesa, Tangas Simimbali, and Talangas Tuivanga, who went all the way to Seattle. Thank you for the visitation. Not only that, we've had a frequent, quite a few visits to Sacramento. And we would like to stand today to say thank you for the effort, the time invested, and also for the city, because you need to pay your fuel and away from home to be able to bring that to pass. So we would like to also acknowledge Talangas 718 in Auntie Itether and the family. Today, they're actually launching open the opening of their worship center, Mount Olive, all the way in Seattle in America. So that's amazing. That is amazing because you used to have a Mount Olive here in the Willebo housing. And I believe that worship center also has been activated again by Talangase Malani. And it's up and running on the Mount Olive. And to take Mount Olive all the way to Seattle in America, that is to have you back on, and we are so excited to have you back with us and also to be up and running and worshiping. So thank you. We have a good support system out there in America. We have Talangase Sisi Randrondro, as well as the Sosa Senior Pastor Eleanor Korondrao. They are helping all the three senior pastors, the two recently just moved in from Fiji. So we are anticipating greater growth in America because we believe that God is at work through his kingdom positioning. He has positioned families, position people across, and allowing things that are happening now and developing into something that's going to be, bring about fruition to the ministry. So we stand today to say thank you. And also we would like to say welcome back to Pastor Chani Nambo and Auntie Saini. I believe you're worshiping with the Santa Rosa zone this morning. So we would like to say welcome back and thank you for coming back to church. And we also welcome you today. And to those of us that are all over the world in the islands,
Vanuatu, they are getting together.
Okay.
And they just sent a message. They bought a big sound system and they want to be prayed upon too. From Fiji praying.
Okay, yes. So they
it's
have...
a seeding of a mission boy that is working in Australia now. They're the seasonal workers. So he bought them a big sound system.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And so I received a message from Talangasi that they their sound system to be prayed over.
Oh, okay, that's amazing. Well, that is a big growth. Well, for Vanuatu, we have Tana.
We have Tana, we have Santos, and Vila, and also Malekula.
Yeah. Bula Vinaka, all the way from Viti. Greetings, and thank you for joining us also this morning. And we'll find time as we have our prayers to include, to pray over your sound system as well. So thank you for that effort. And thank you for the prayers, because they brought that to pass. And also, on the same token, we'd like to thank you, Talanga Severina Kadavu. I believe we have your scheduled outreach for Romania on the 24th to the 31st of October. So, Gasile, we will also pray for that. And we wish you all the best. And if you're listening in, any family that are listening in from Romania. And hearing us today or get to watch this later, please know we have Talanga Severin Kandavo coming across for the outreach on New Methodist, and he will be there doing visitations as well from the 24th to the 31st. We currently have a family, and there is Gaseden Rwanga and his family that are actually worshipping with New Methodist through the United Kingdom zone. Yeah, on that note, I believe that is all from my end, and also to those of you who do not belong to New Methodist, but yet you chose every Sunday to join us and to have Holy Communion with us, or you don't go to church at all, and this is your church. Well, welcome to church, and thank you for joining us this morning and for all the other Sundays that you have been part of this fellowship. I'll give this time to Ngasilev to say welcome to all our Itaukei out there, and also to our island zone.
Bula bina kana turangan maram zurbu no nelo ana sana tiga ba nonda manua matan tu tol kan davi turang bale maram bale na vi krokoro ni bula bina ka kemu ni sakin da begitu kan ya na television station and matakan isi ngendai bula. My TV channel 4 and wireless platform bula bina ka todoko kata laki na lebi worship center kemu domai na mukailau kemu domai kembara kemu domai nombalabu kemu domai didi atarkua ni bula bina ka tal tal pakuki kemu domai kandabu na central na east matakei kemu domai na west ndo usam bula bina ka na bibu no kedi ndo o kemdo mo imbenga talanga se choeli zanglamba kemata langi na kemdo kedra bia nyanu ina lo mabiti kemdo mo ngao mo ikoro mo wakaya kemdo baro tu mo ina we worship center to zoma yo balau mo lo boni kemata langi na mai ti kemdo baro tu mo ina ikoro koro kensar au sabe kemdo bagitu gani ena sibena kemdo mo ingamea kemdo mo tabuni tabuni south tabuni central tabuni north misaki ndo bakitu gani bueno le bura ramba patalaki na viti levu eto ya sawa kemdo mo ina viti patalaki na kemdo mo waya le lobby misaki ndo bakitu gani ena koko mane za chisu ena mataka ni sini it's an honor, it's a privilege for us to be here at the studio and to welcome you not only those that belong to the church but everyone. As we said, if you can't go to church, then we are taking the church to you. So we bring the church to you through My Television, and we thank My Television for all the platform. We thank the Lord. God knew that we will come through this time. The positioning of what God is doing, so nobody will miss out. We couldn't do MPU. So we get an opportunity. And we can't be kind of lucky. So we can't be kind of lucky. And we see what we can. Praise
thank you. You see that we're wearing pink. Today we would like to acknowledge, usually in the month when you read and see and hear, we call it Pinktober, which means like we remember the cancer patients and also the cancer-affected families and those that are going through all those difficulties in life in regards to cancer. Not only we would like to acknowledge that today, we would like to take this time and change this program a little bit just for today to pray for all the cancer patients that are out there, all the families that are affected. And mostly some families have lost their loved ones, lost your mom or lost your dad or lost your beloved sister or brother through this disease or through cancer. And also we will take this time to pray for all the other sicknesses.
Yes.
But we will make emphasis first on this one here before we go on to pray for all the other sicknesses. You may be listening in. You are sick at home. You haven't taken it to the hospital. Or maybe you've seen the doctor, but you're waiting at home. And maybe you're listening to us all. screen, all over the world, all over Fiji. We would like to, you know, take this moment to pray with you with what you're going through. Maybe diabetes, maybe a heart problem. You may be having kidney problems. Some of you are actually just relying on the dialysis to keep you going. And you have your, you know, lungs problem or liver or any other problem that you have in any other health ailments that you have with you. And sometimes you may have the sickness, but you're denying the, you know, denying to accept the fact that you have that sickness, and you continue to live your life like you don't have it. But today is the day for you to take ownership and bring it to God and ask God for his healing and ask God for his divine intervention. It's always good to admit, to know, and to bring it to the past and bring it to God, because when you continue to ignore it, the disease never go away. It's going to, you know, get worse. And like we always say from this platform, we are preachers, we are sharers, we are believers in God, and we actually lead a ministry, but we go to the doctor as well. Most of us, when we come to God, we always cancel the element of the doctor's existence. God created doctors for a purpose, just like as he created teachers and created people that are leading our nation. In every momentum, every areas of our life, God does that. And for us, like, we take our children to the doctors. I go to the doctor. We go to the doctor. And I would like to stress a little bit on that, because at times we tend to stay home and to say, let's pray about it and let's be healed. Yes, we can have our faith, but we still need to go to the doctor. You pray about it and then you go. You will need to do that. So as you're listening in to us this morning, we will pray with you, and also the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. And remember the loved ones that you have lost and you are struggling at home. Maybe you've lost your mom. Last night we were watching this sports we were watching last night, and there was these twins, and they were taking part. And every time they're taking part, they always say they're doing it for their mom. They lost their mom when they were 3 years old. They posted pictures of their mom who had cancer and passed on. And, you know, just as we were watching last night, and I remember that too. Like, I lost a loved one. My brother's wife, my sister-in-law, passed on for breast cancer. So there's a lot of families that have lost your loved ones. And maybe you are the sibling, or maybe you are the child or the offspring of or somebody who have, you know, left you earlier than the norm because of this disease. And we would like to stand today to pray with you and also reassure you that with God, absolutely nothing is impossible. Continue to trust him and continue to know that he is your savior, he is your deliverer, and he is your healer, because his name is healing. So we'll give this time for Angasileva to pray for the sick, yeah. And then we can all pray together. You can pray first, and then I pray.
Yes, I will pray especially for the cancer.
Yeah.
And you'll pray for other diseases.
All right.
Yeah. Let us come before the Lord.
Have faith, and if you're sick, please reach out your hand.
Heavenly Father, we stand today agree.
Yes, Father.
We come in agreement that your power,
yes, Lord,
your healing power, your name is Jehovah Rapha, the healer.
Amen.
Every person that they lost their loved one through cancer, and every person that they are listening, watching today,
yes, Father,
because of cancer disease, whatever cancer, breast cancer, blood cancer, bone cancer, neck cancer, or whatever cancer, in the mighty name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
we bind every spirit of infirmity and cast them out to the lake of fire, because you are the healer.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father God, in every part of the body that are starting to have cancer. Or every part of their body,
yes,
that are going through the sign of cancer. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke. I speak over healing
into
their life right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we receive healing. In Jesus' name, we receive the completion to every nerve, to every muscle, to every cell of
in
the body,
Jesus' name.
Whether their lungs, whether bones or
hallelujah,
bone marrows or bone, the joint in the bones, or
yes,
even in their heart, even in the bloodstream, pray in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
of the healing power goes through and take over. I uproot and cancel every part of the body that are experiencing cancer right now. You cancer, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you and I cast you out to the lake of fire. That's really where you belong. Thank you, Father God, as we receive healing to the cancer patient that they are at home, in hospital, even some that they don't know that they are having cancer right now. I pray in the name of Jesus, that the cancerous disease will be taken away. Remove, rebuke in the name of Jesus,
Father,
right now. And we thank you, Father God, that the miracle of healing that they will testify.
Amen.
Those in hospital, those that are lying down at home, those that are overseas, I pray in the name of Jesus,
Amen,
that the cancer that they have will be checked by the doctor,
in
and
Jesus
there will be
name.
No more signs
oh,
of
hallelujah.
Cancer. No more signs of cancer in their body. And that is the work of the doctor, to prove
Amen.
Scientifically and medically that the cancer is removed because of the healing power
Amen.
This morning. This is the time that we rebuke the cancer and the root of the cancer into the body, into
in
the
Jesus
muscle,
name.
Into the organs, into any part of the body. We receive healing now from the crown of their
in
head
Jesus
to the
name.
Sole of their feet, every part of their body. We receive healing right now.
Oh, hallelujah.
Seal and cover their life with your precious
blood.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we receive healing. We believe and we receive as we confess, and we will possess the healing power of God into the body. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that is for all of you cancer patients out there and also families that have been affected as well. But for those of you that are actually suffering from diabetes or other sicknesses or even skin diseases, and maybe
hallelujah.
Some of you, recently I've been receiving quite a few prayer requests on the bone. Weak bones, cannot stand, cannot walk with no reason. Been to the doctors, a few prayer requests have come by. You may be one of them. You're listening in today.
Hallelujah.
You don't know what's happening. You just
thank
feel
you,
so weak and your bones cannot support you when you stand. Or your bones, you know, you feel the pain within your bones. Whatever that you are facing this morning, we need you to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need you to believe that there is power in the blood of Jesus
thank
and
you.
There is authority of life
yes,
in him. And you need to believe that.
Your
we can pray
power.
For you, but you need to believe from your heart.
Power.
It's nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with the church. Nothing to do with this program. It's all to do with God. And he's right there next to you, beside you, closer to you than the clothes you're wearing this
thank
morning.
Jesus.
So you need to believe him completely from your heart. You may have a heart problem. I have a son, a grandson who's actually listening in today. Israel, I know you're listening in through. He's got RHD, and that has been my prayer item every day. I stand at the wall every morning. I never stop, because according to the assessment that they've done and the new thing that they've started
thank
now,
Jesus.
The injection they will be getting for RHD until they're 21 years old. And every time I'm telling my grandson, I don't want you to go through 21 years of those injections. I continue to believe a new heart that God is going to give you. You may be the same as my grandson sitting at home right now. Wherever you are, you may be suffering from RHD or anything about your heart this morning. Continue to believe. Maybe you're a parent, you're listening, and you know that your child is suffering as much. We would like to come with you in agreement with prayer and believe that there is power in his healing. Or maybe you have diabetes. You can't really fix the sickness that you're going through. It never seemed to end. You never seem to find closure to what you're going through this morning. We would like to encourage you this morning. Maybe you've reached that edge and you say to yourself, I have nothing else that I have. I don't have any more strength to continue to live. This morning, we want to give you that ray of hope that is from the Lord Jesus Christ for you to continue to hold on and continue to believe, because this God hasn't finished with you yet. So you need to completely trust him. Whatever ailments you have, maybe you have chest pains, maybe you're still suffering from COVID or one of the sickness that you know, you have it with you, but you don't want to admit the fact, you don't want to take it to the doctor, but you're suffering at all. Please come in agreement and break through. Because the name of Jesus is going to heal you. The name of Jesus is power. The name of Jesus is healing. The name of Jesus is life. The name of Jesus is going to break through all the stronghold that you have. The name of Jesus is going to shine the light through the shadows of darkness over your life. So you need to come in agreement and believe with us this morning that this God has never failed us yet. Lord, we just pray and we come in agreement. And we pray and we believe and
we
receive.
Pray,
wherever they are,
pray,
in the hospital
Jesus.
Beds, maybe in their house,
come
or maybe
home.
They're just listening through their phone in the corner so far, standing under a tree, maybe standing on the mountain trying to catch the network, or maybe inside the
we
car, they're parking their car, they're listening
Jesus.
To you this morning, oh
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
Lord, we come in agreement
healing
to maybe believe
power.
And we receive, because
thank
you are the greatest healer. You are Jehovah Jireh, our
thank
healer,
you,
Father.
Jesus.
Lord, you are our provider and you are our healer. You are the Rapha, Father. Lord Jesus, you are the doctor of all doctors, oh Lord Jesus. You speak, we came to be, because by your stripes
thank
we are completely
Jesus,
healed. By your stripes we are completely
we
healed, oh Father.
Name.
Lord, be the provider of life into their life, oh Father. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We always look at it in the physical elements, but we need you this morning to be the provider of life into their life, oh Father. Lord, we speak life into their life. We speak life, oh Father, into their bones. Speak life into their organs. We speak life, oh Father, because we speak Jesus, because Jesus is healing and Jesus is power. Lord, bring about healing into every home. Bring about healing to everybody that are sick, oh Father. No matter, regardless of their age, so Lord Jesus, increase their faith. Sharpen their wisdom. Usher them closer to your presence and allow them to know, oh Father, and increase their faith for them to believe that you are their healer. Father, you are their healer. Whichever parts of the world that they're listening in, oh Father. Lord, and they're suffering with all the sicknesses in their life. They've never shared it maybe to their family. They've never spoken about it, oh Father. They continue to nurse it, oh Father, secretly. Lord, we just commit them unto your good hands this morning that you're going to heal them completely. Because by the stripes of your blood, they are completely healed. Some with high blood pressure, oh Father. Some with ailments, oh Lord Jesus, that they can't seem to know. Some of them, oh Father, they're just so piled up together. Lord, we just commit their lives to you, Lord Jesus. There are some patients, oh Lord, with kidney failures. And also they are living on dialysis daily, two times, three times, whatever time, so far. Lord, we speak healing to those kidneys. Father, no matter whatever percentage that is holding up, Lord, we receive your increase of faith and heal them completely. Increase their faith for them to know that you are their healer. Lord, we come in agreement and we believe that you're going to heal them this morning. You're going to heal them, oh Father. Heal them completely, oh Father. Strength of their hair to the sole of their feet. Father, you are the greatest healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are our God, and there is no other God like you, Father. Because by your stripes, we are completely healed. We are completely healed, oh Father. Heal them completely, oh Lord. Father, and we come in agreement, and we believe, and we receive all this healing this morning through the mighty power and the grace of your name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say, Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've been praying for COVID-19 people ever since we started. Hallelujah. Yeah. And maybe some people that they are watching today, they are just experiencing the COVID-19. Yeah. Remember that prayer too goes with you. You believe, you receive. Sickness can come, but we have the authority, we have the power to go through all those sickness because the name of Jesus brings healing. Into
hallelujah.
Regardless of what sickness that we go through.
Believe that.
Yeah. Ever since we pray for people, we pray on the phone, we pray on the Bible, we pray on the text, and people receive healing. Or we are not going to hospital because of the healing power of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I believe since we are still praying on the, it can be the physical essence of being sick, would be a good time to pray for those people that are feeling that rejection in their spirit.
Yes.
And, you may be listening to us this morning. Maybe you've just had a recent case of your husband just walking out and your family feels so rejected, or maybe your wife, vice versa, or maybe children who have been rejected from families and broken homes, like when your parents continue to fight, or they moved on and have their lives and actually chase you out, or you are just sitting there with nothing. And this goes to the parents as well. There are some parents listening to us this morning. We may get to hear this later. Sometimes, there are mistakes you may say it's mistakes. You made mistakes in your life. And you take your child and you just leave them with your parents. Or you leave them with your sisters or with your brother while you move on with your enjoyment in life. And you have somebody sitting there. There was one moment of your life, to you it was a mistake. But that life is there to live. And sometimes we fail to acknowledge that that life has got feelings, and those children have got deeper hurts, and they don't know where to take it to because they don't have any parents to talk to. And some are quite blessed because they have their grandparents who have time for them, or have their aunt or their uncle who have time for them. But most cases, these children are just walking around, and you may be one of those child listening to us this morning, feeling that rejection of in your heart. You're looking and you're seeing your parents enjoying their life, moving on with their new families, and you don't feel belong. You lack the sense of belonging. This morning, we would like to pray with you. And you need to rebuff, rebuke, and come out of it. Take away that spirit of rejection and the spirit of intimidation for you to stand. And no, you are never a mistake. Maybe it's a mistake from your parents in the way of thinking. They will say to themselves, okay, I had you when I was still in school, and it was a mistake. And now I've moved on in my life. I found somebody that I love. But you become the product of that mistake bracket by your parent. But know today you are never a mistake. We believe that God created everybody and he ordains all. And if he's saying that I alone know the plans I have for you, it's never meant for those with perfect families. Never meant for those that are living with their parents. It's meant for every individual that believe and trust in God and created by God. I was just sharing with the Gospel Liberty that I just felt it in my spirit this morning. And that's why we are having this. If we can pray for people that are out there. Because sometimes we get so carried away with normal lives. We get so carried away as ministry leaders or as preachers. We get carried away that the families out there are normal. And we continue to encourage them moving forward. But we always, for me, I admit it for myself. I'm always forgetting that there are some standing on the roadside. There are some standing and watching everything that is happening before them, and they don't have a sense of belonging. So if you're looking and hearing us today, we would like to pray with you. And after today's prayer, please, don't ever look down on yourself, and don't ever allow the situation you've come through to define you. You stand tall and stand strong today and say to yourself, no, I have a life to live, and I have a God that I serve. Amen. I've always spoken to my grandsons, and I know you're listening to me today, and what Nana always tell you people, never allow the mistakes of your parents to define you. Stand tall today and believe in your God. Because if no one is going to be there for you, your God is going to be there for you. And for you never ever to think in your mind, I come from a broken home or I come from a broken family. You say it once and then it becomes a past tense. Don't ever allow that. Don't keep on saying it because it will define you. You say because you belong to God, because you're a child of God and you are more than able. You are more than a conqueror and you are more than an achiever. And that goes for every child that are listening to us today. Look, I know you may be feeling so bitter towards your parents or things that they've done. You've never found a space in your heart to forgive them. Today, before we pray, I would like you to forgive them. Maybe you raise your hand and say, how can she ask that? Does she know what they have done in my life? And I really hated them and I resented them. I don't know how much pain they have inflicted in their life. And I don't know how deep it is into your heart. But the only assurance that we have, that we want to tell you, that there is a God and his name is Jesus. And he's there for you. Your parents may not be there for you, but he's there for you. But to allow him to come and work in your life and divine intervention into your life, that can only happen when you forgive them or when you release them from your heart. And if you don't want that for yourself, today is the day. If you know that today is the day that you want to let go of all this bitterness, resentment, all these things that it's defining you, then you need to stand up today and say, okay, I will let go. I will forgive my parents. I will embrace God. I will love him because he becomes the focus of my life. You may be staying with your grandparents or staying with your aunt or with your uncle. Or maybe with a family. You don't even know because there's just nobody to look after you. Look, this God, not only he will look after you, guide you, ordain you, he will bring about favor to your life that even the people that are looking after you, they will love you as their child. God can do that. The love that you miss from home, he can provide that in the home that you are in because only God can do that. So we will take this time to pray for those of you that have been rejected, not only the children and also for the couples, wives and maybe husbands. You are staying alone at home now looking after the children because your wife just decided that you're not for her and decided to walk away from her responsibility and walk away with another man or maybe vice versa for the other woman. Just walk away from the responsibility at home. And you're stuck there feeling so much hurt. Or maybe your wife walked away with your best friend. Or maybe your husband, just had an affair with one of your family member. And all those things that has happened, that is so hard to fathom. And the deeper hurt that you're going through this morning. And all the domestic abuse, the punches and everything that is happening at home. It's not really a good environment or a good feel for you this morning. And you don't know. You are torn between and you don't know where to start. You are reaching the edge of committing suicide or feeling so much depression that you want to do that to yourself. I will also remember you in prayer this morning because we'll be praying from the rejection. We will be praying for the broken homes. And this is the last one to you, child, young girl. Maybe you're still in school or maybe you are working already. Maybe very young, but you have, you are unwanted pregnancy. Teenage pregnancy, unwanted, meaning never planned, but just happened. And you have been rejected by your parents or rejected by your family or by the community because of the things that have happened, or maybe by the church because it's happened in the church. And regardless, whatever that you're going through, please know today, that's not the end of the world. That's not the end of your life. Everybody makes mistakes. We don't agree with everything that is happening, but we want to be the voice of God and voice of hope in your life. Whatever that you have gone through, remember today that that God and this God that we're trying to offer you, He is there to give you solace, give you peace, give you closure, and rise above. Yes, you've made the mistake, so take it on. Embrace it and move on. And before we pray, I just want to recount this little story that happened in my life. That was way back, years back. I think that was about 10 years back. I was at home. That was about 2 o'clock in the morning. My phone kept on ringing and then went on. It started ringing from 1:30. I kept on looking at the time and I was thinking to myself, okay, who is calling at this time of the night? For me, people usually call for prayers, and I'm always taking, you know, that risk. If a number is not written or the contact not captured in my phone, then somebody need prayers. And because it was my prayer time at home. When I was praying, and then I saw this missed call, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30. And then when she called again, I picked up the phone and she was just sobbing and crying. I'm relating this story, and I know the young lady that is a caller may be listening to me today, and it can be testament or vouch for what I'm sharing this morning, but this story can be yours if you're actually going through it. When she came on the phone and she was just crying, sobbing, and she said, you know, I want to kill myself. And I said, okay, where are you? You know, what is happening? And she said, I'm actually here in the dark, and I'm standing, you know, underneath a tree. I have a rope and I have a bucket to stand on. And she said, I want to commit suicide. And I said, okay. And she was just sobbing and crying. I said, look, stop. I need you to put that rope down, and I need you to put that bucket down, and just look for any light. Are you far from any light? And then she said, no, I can see the street, and I can see the street light. And I said, okay, keep on walking towards the street light. And she said, I don't want you to go because I want to kill myself. And I said, what is wrong? Continue to talk to me, and then you walk towards the light. And when she was on the phone, she kept on saying, she said, I'm pregnant. I don't know how to say it to my mom and my dad. They are, you know, pastors of a church, and I'm scared. You know, they will kill me. I'm pregnant. She kept on saying that. And said, it's better for me to die. And I said, look, you listen, and I need you to be strong. Continue to walk towards the light, and I need you to walk away from that dark tree, and walk away from that rope, and walk away from that bucket. Continue to walk towards that light. So I continued to pray over her, and I said, Lord, you're going to be with her. And you may be listening to me this today, and you know, this morning, and you may have gone through this process already, or maybe you're still there lingering, not knowing when to tell your parents the mistakes that you have done. And then we continued to pray, and then she said, I've reached the light. And said, okay, we continued to pray. I never stopped. We continued to be on the phone for a good straight 3 hours. And then after we spoken and prayed for 3 hours, counsel prayer. And after that, then she was steady in her voice. And I said, okay, are you good? And she said, yeah, I am good. All this time and all the conversation, I don't even know her name. I don't know where she was calling from. I don't know who she is. But all I know was a voice, you know, on the other side of the phone. And after she was stable and she was good, and she said, I'm good. Auntie Rai, I am good. And said, okay, you go straight home. I need you to go straight home. So she went home. I think it was 1 month later. 1 month later, we were at the church here at the gymnasium in Suva. We had our service. I flew from Nandi. And after the service in the evening, I was standing. And my daughter came towards me. And she said, Mom, there is a mom and a mother and a daughter wanting to see you. They're standing right there. And I said, okay, what is it in regards to? And then she said, just to let you know, she was the girl that was on the phone. So I came. And I met this beautiful girl. This beautiful girl is married, and she's got about 5 children today. I met this beautiful girl with the mom, and she was standing there. I came and I hugged her, and I said, thank you for calling. Because if she didn't call, she would have been dead already. The mom looked, and she said, thank you. Because without that phone call, my daughter wouldn't be standing here. And that is a message for you listening today. And also for the parents that we're listening today. I know our children make mistakes. No one is perfect. But let us be the advocate to say that there is more to this than life. And if you're going through that, young woman or young girl, never lose hope. Because that's not the end of your life. It's actually the beginning. It's just for you to stand up and say, okay, I made a mistake. God, you're going to help me with this. Are you going to open another door, and you're going to help me? Be strong, because God is with you. I'll ask Gasalevo to pray for the issues that we have highlighted, the rejection, the broken marriages, as well as the rejection as well when it comes to unwanted pregnancies.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
Thank you, Jesus.
The opportunity to pray over people. Because your word is life. Your word is light.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And we thank you that this morning we pray over all those people that they are going through hardship in their life.
Yes, Father.
The decision that they had in their life that brings sin, problems. We pray over right now.
In Jesus' name.
The relationship that is not going well. In the name of Jesus,
oh,
we
hallelujah.
Bind all
yes,
those
Lord.
Spirit of unforgiveness,
in Jesus'
resentment,
name.
The spirit that begin with committing suicide. I pray in the
Jesus
name of
name.
Jesus. I bind it right now.
In Jesus'
and
name.
Cast it to the lake of
oh,
fire.
Spirit of depression. Get
we
out
thank
Jesus
you, Father
name.
God,
yes,
that
Father.
Your healing power yes. will move this morning. I pray over those that are going through loneliness because their
name.
Spouse
yes,
stood up and went. Whether it's a male or female, a wife or husband, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Right now, I pray over that spirit that taking
name.
That woman away from the husband, taking away that man from the wife
yes,
and the children.
Jesus name.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of adultery, the spirit
name.
Of lust. The spirit of self-centered. I bind
name.
It right now and cast it to the lake of fire where they belong.
In
thank
Jesus
you, Father
name.
God, that they will come to their senses and they will come back to their home.
In Jesus
that
name.
Man will come back
oh,
to the
hallelujah.
Family
yes,
and to the
Lord.
Wife. That woman will come back to the husband and the children. We thank you as we receive it today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I also
amen.
Pray for all the children that their parents go in different direction, and they are left at home.
Hallelujah.
They are left with their uncle
or
yes, with their
Father.
Auntie or with their grandparents.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
The spirit
peace,
of unwanted, the spirit
yes, oh, Father,
of not belonging.
In, Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
self-centered.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of self-pity.
I bind
it right now and cast it to the lake of fire.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God, that they will stand tall. They know that there is a Father that... that will make them
yes, oh, Father.
Belong to another family.
Yes, in Jesus'
and
name.
We thank you for the faith that they
yes,
have
oh,
this
Father.
Morning. That their Heavenly Father will replace the empty seat of the Father.
In Jesus'
will replace
name.
The empty seat of a mother.
In Jesus'
and
name.
We receive restoration today. We receive forgiveness today. We receive unity and agreement today.
Hallelujah.
Today, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We pray for restoration into families.
In Jesus' name.
We receive all the agreement that will come. The forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Regardless of what was committed. There is a spirit of forgiveness in their family
oh, hallelujah.
Today. We receive it right now. Right now. The unwanted pregnancy. Maybe a young woman. Maybe
Lord
a student.
Jesus, oh, Father,
maybe a secondary
yes,
school
Lord.
Student.
Thank
or
you, Holy
maybe
Spirit.
A tertiary student.
Yes,
that
Father.
They just understand. They just come to knowledge that they are pregnant. And they don't know how to share with their parents. Father, in the name of Jesus, we
hallelujah.
Pray over the forgiveness. We pray the coming to the senses. They will do the right thing, the confession of sin.
Oh,
they will go
Jesus
to their
name.
Parents and they will say the right thing, the correct thing, the things
oh,
that
hallelujah.
They need
give
to come
courage,
to honor and the courage to speak to their
in
parents.
Jesus name.
And also we pray over the parents, the understanding.
Yes, oh, Father.
Just like the story in Luke 15,
in Jesus
when
name.
He saw the son, he knew the son, he ran to the son, he hugged the son, kissed the son, and celebrate because the son was lost
amen.
But now found, was dead but now he's alive. We thank you, Father God, as we speak blessings over the mistakes, the sin that was committed. We pray, Father God, right now for the
same.
Restoration, and everybody will know that there is a loving Father waiting for us just to confess and repent and come to you. We thank you this morning. We
amen.
Give you the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. That was a great time of prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that we really needed that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time we listen to the word, we listen
yes.
to Bible study. But this is a time of restoration.
Hallelujah.
And the restoration comes when we confess, when we admit, and we repent. Repent, that means we are sorry and we hate to go back. That's when God starts to move into our life. And for those of you that are watching today, when you repent and confess, I tell you, hallelujah, our God is a God of restoration.
Hallelujah.
Our God is a God that is waiting. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if anyone confesses sin, God is just and righteous.
Hallelujah.
To forgive and clean us from all unrighteousness. Mm. So our God is at work right now.
Hallelujah.
He's at work right now. So whatever situation, maybe Ta ran away, or maybe Na ran away, or maybe they both, whoever is affected, today is a day
of restoration. Hallelujah. I believe
Hallelujah.
That.
So if you are watching and you are believing in what we are saying, it will happen. You will feel, you will feel, you will experience. There is a spirit of belonging right now. There's a spirit of forgiveness right now.
Yeah.
There's a spirit of acceptance right now. Maybe your parents are not talking to one another now, but you will feel. When you believe, when you believe, God works miracles.
Yeah. And don't leave it at that. You need to continue to speak over the word of God over your life, read the Bible, and also say your prayer, because that will sustain you moving forward. Yeah, so that was really good. I really enjoyed those prayer time because we're bringing about solace into their lives.
Yeah.
And we thank God for that. Well, back to kingdom economics against all odds. And that is one of the odds that we've been praying about. You know, the odds in sickness, the odds of our life that stifle or stop or block the great things that is out there that we can enjoy. And those are the little things that contribute to it.
Huh? Hallelujah.
And to those of you that are listening in all over the world, like we've always shared, never forget to continue to write your list, activate. You've heard a lot of people sharing and also relating their story. Yesterday was very nice. We had, as always, every Saturday on the standard program, a quite interesting panelist. We had Pastor Apisai Lavender Singh all the way from New Zealand, an accountant. We have Sani Mera Rokosuka all the way from Eastern Division here in Fiji. She's the economic planning officer. And also Rachel Rabobo, all the way from Europe in England, attending university as a law student. And what they were sharing yesterday, you know, they were survivors of things they've gone through their life, more resilient to everything that was happening and never allowing that to temper their faith or even stop them from achieving where they're at. And that goes to you when you're listening today. If you have heard them yesterday, this is just an empowerment. If you didn't hear them yesterday, they were talking a lot of things that for you youth listening today is more applicable to you. You know, the walking away from the crowd that you don't need to be, peer pressures, what Apisai was sharing yesterday. You know, you cannot change the crowd you are with. You cannot change them, but you can change the crowd you join. And all those things, it takes boldness and confidence from within you. And that boldness is not given by men. That boldness is only given by God because through His Holy Spirit. Because with Him, there is no element and no spirit of timidity, no fear. With Him, boldness is there within your heart. So you're confident to say anything, to do anything, to walk anywhere, because it's no longer you, but it becomes God. And according to what Sunny Mary was sharing with us yesterday, at a very early age, and how affected she was, from class 2, the parents in class 6, they moved on to the village, fights, you know, being exposed to domestic abuses and everything that she was being exposed to. And she had anxiety problems. So even in school, she was counseled for anxiety. And even going on to university, she was still counseled for anxiety. So thank you, Sunny Mary, for sharing your story with us yesterday.
Yes.
You may be listening in today and you heard her, like what I said, or didn't hear yesterday, when she shared that you may be suffering from that as well. Like you don't know what to do because of so many things happening. And, you know, your mind is so confused that you cannot stop what is happening in your life. And it takes you and push you either to depression or anxiety. And that, according to her yesterday, she was sharing that she attempted to commit to a suicide. And you may be reaching that end, or maybe on your way to that end. And there is another note and another reminder to us as parents. Please continuously check on our children. At times we look at them and we see, okay, they are good, but you'll never know what is going on in their mind. You will never know what they're battling in their heart. So as a parent, like what I said, against all odds, we can ebi elima ono no bula no nonda tu ival elima no bunu esong songo ngo sanga tiku bun dolon dol elima elima no bunu ara la kini kina ro ni la ku kina non rabaka samino they can vent out and not only for the children, this is for you as well. And sometimes it can really affect you mentally because you're closed up with so many responsibilities. There's no outlet, no way out. And with the responsibility in your mind, and there's no money coming in. And that can be, you know, really fatal. It's high risk. And you may have reached that stage. And now everything is opening up again. You don't know how to live with the real life again. But During the COVID period, it's like, okay, cannot because COVID, whichever part of the world you were in. Certain things you put on stall, or certain things you put on the full stop, or comma, semicolon, because of the situation of COVID-19. Look, COVID-19 is here to stay, whether you like it or not, it's going to be here. Governments and nations will change whatever they need to change because COVID is here. But you are not determined or not defined by things around you. You are defined by the kingdom of God, because you are the member of the kingdom and your God is the king of all kings. So you need to rise above. Enough of thinking of all these things in the negative way. Be positive about it. If you can do something about it, well, stand up and do it. Just walk away from it and believe and trust in your God, because your God hasn't finished with you yet. When he says that I alone know the plans I have for you, he knows exactly that COVID is going to be part of that plan. When he says that I alone have the plans I have for you, he didn't say that because he knew you're going to be walking on red carpet all the time. No grief, no pain, no nothing. No, he knew. When he says that I know the plans I have for you, he knew all those things. But yet, remember his voice to be the loudest over all the problems that you're going through. That when he's saying to you, I alone know the plans. And then yet, maybe today you stand up, you're going to get cut. Well, if you have a plan for me, God, then why you allow me to go through this process? He has a reason for doing that. He has a reason for doing that. And that reason is to bring about the best in you. Maybe you don't agree with God in a lot of things that he does, but today, let go and let God. Oh, hallelujah.
The Bible says that when we believe in him,
amen.
When we believe in God, whatever we're going through, it's automatically taken another turn, a turn for miracles.
Hallelujah.
When he called Bartimaeus, he said, because of your faith heals you.
Amen.
Jesus did not pray. Peter and John did not pray.
Amen.
He said, what do you want me to do to you? In Mark chapter 10. The Bible says Jesus asked Bartimaeus because he was making a noise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to make a noise? Make a noise because you want God to be part of your life.
Hallelujah.
And he said, call him. And they said, cheer up. The rabbi has been calling. The teacher is calling you. He came and said, what do you want me to do to you? What a blessing when God is telling Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do to you?
Hallelujah.
He said, I want to see. And then he said, okay, you see, because your faith made you well.
Hallelujah.
Your faith this morning will clear all the doors been closed for a long, long time.
Yes.
Your faith this morning will heal you.
Yes.
Your faith this morning will bless you.
And change your
because of your faith.
Amen.
It is a currency, hallelujah, and a frequency for God to touch you physically.
Amen.
When you have faith, it is the faith that transport the supernatural God spiritually into your physical being.
Hallelujah.
It was the faith that makes the highway in the middle of the Red Sea. It was the faith that makes the Jordan River stop.
Hallelujah.
For the Israelites to cross. It was faith that makes the issues of blood stop.
Amen.
For
12 years this woman was carrying the issues of blood.
Hallelujah.
Because of that faith, the story in Mark chapter 5.
Amen.
It was that faith that stopped the issues of blood. And I want to challenge our life. It Amen. Will be your faith that makes you well today.
Hallelujah.
It is the faith that God allows you to enter into a miracle.
Amen.
You want miracle? It is the faith becomes a bridge. It becomes a vessel. Hallelujah. I want to challenge our life today. We already pray. We pray for a lot of things today. Hallelujah. And I want to challenge our life today. It is your faith that makes the supernatural God to make things happen physically.
Amen.
In our life.
Hallelujah.
And I believe when Bartimaeus was calling out and people stopped him and he continued to shout again, and Jesus stood still and said, call him. When he came, you know, it's a blessing because our faith, we can pray, we can preach, but because of their faith.
Hallelujah.
That God interfere into their life. And so many people, maybe you are not going to church, maybe you are not belonging to any denomination. And this is your program every morning,
Amen.
Starting from 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Different preachers from different denomination. And after us, there are others that they will come in.
Yeah.
It is your faith that God will visit your family. It is your faith
Hallelujah.
That God will restore the relationship. It is faith that God will bless you mightily, mightily this wonderful morning. Before we go into our Holy Communion, it is very important
Amen.
As we stand here and share with you. It is very, very important. It is your faith. Regardless of the people, what they say, regardless of the negative things that you can hear, but it is your faith.
Hallelujah.
Peter said, because of your word, we will lay down the net.
Yeah.
We've been fishing whole night. We caught nothing. But because of your word.
Hallelujah.
Because of your word, we will lay down the nets.
Yeah. Faith.
Hallelujah.
And faith, Hebrews 11, verse 1, it speaks about faith. Because faith is the substance of things you hope for, the elements of things not known. Which means I was actually teaching my grandchildren on devotion one of the days this week. And I was telling them, because we were having our gratitude and we were praying. And I was telling them, look, if I give you something, what will you tell me? And then they will say, thank you. Okay. You say thank you because you already receive it. And they said, yes. And I was telling them, when you come before God, you tell God thank you. When you tell God thank you, what do you mean? It means that you have already received the things that you're asking for. And what Gasile was teaching us this morning is that faith. Faith this morning. It may be foreign to your ear because if you're hearing it for the first time and you're not, you know, not a Christian, but if you're listening this morning, you need to believe. And that faith is a term that we use only with God. And that faith is the substance of things hoped for. You're hoping, you're praying, but it's not with you. But you know it's with you. It's a bit crazy to explain it in a normal physical terms, but it's easy for us to believe
have
that.
Faith.
But you need to have faith. Yeah. Like what we always teach, you can write your list. You can scribble
That's
down
faith.
Whatever, and
That's
that is faith. Because you're writing it down. I always say, and I always teach this, when you write your list, you pen it with faith. You write it with faith. Don't just write for the sake of writing and filling up your page. No, you write and it match your heart. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what I
because
do.
Because that faith.
Yeah, I write and I said, Lord, you're going to give me this. You're going to make this happen in my life. The time frame and the duration is yours, but the need is mine. And I will write that with faith, knowing that he will do it.
He will do it.
When he's going to do it, that's his call. But all I know that he will do it. And then it says again in Hebrews, the same chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says that faith pleases God. Look, just by having faith and thanking God, that pleases God. But you need to believe that he exists. You need to believe today that there is a God and he lives. He is alive. Mm-hmm. And then it says in his word, he rewards those who diligently seek him. Look, this morning, like what we said, you may not belong belong to any denomination, but yet you put aside every 1 hour, every Sunday to join us. Or maybe the whole Sunday, you listen to everybody. From the morning, we've been blessed with the Reverend Elias' service this morning. I was really blessed watching the Centenary Church service this morning. And then we had Teacher Lela, who came in with the Sunday school. And then we have Reverend Rutambadada from the Old Nation. And then we have Ngasilevu coming from Power in the Word. And then we are here, hello, for another one. And then after us, there's somebody else. So the whole day, some of you have decided, Sunday, I'm going to be sitting and watching and hearing the Word of God. And that is the Word of God. So the Word of God in Hebrews 11:6, that your faith, it pleases God. And when he said he's going to reward those who diligently seek him by listening, by going to church, by being part of anything that has God described, that is seeking him. You are diligently seeking. So God is going to reward you for that. And being part of this service this morning on what Pastor Lev is trying to encourage us with, like when you write your list, you have faith. When you pray, you have faith. When you approach God, you must have faith. Regardless that you cannot see, but you have faith. When you're walking, maybe you don't have any more money, but today you have nothing to eat, but have faith. You'll be amazed. Just have faith. So when you walk into the kitchen, even though it's empty, you just call things. And said, okay, chicken, wherever you are, you come. That's what I said. It sounded a little bit crazy. I've been teaching the church and been telling them, you know, do up your containers during COVID pandemic. People are suffering, lacking in so many ways. And so do up your containers, label them, flour, sugar, rice. And every morning or every night when their children go to sleep, and then you come and you lay hands on this container, said, flour fill up, sugar fill up. Yeah, it sounds crazy. It may look crazy, but that is faith. Because you have faith, how God is going to do it, that's not your problem. He will do it. But it's your faith that will bring those things to pass in your life, in your family, and also in your home. And you must believe that. School children, if you're listening to me today, there's a lot of review and assessment for your schoolwork so far. And most are going on to the internet, Google, and the Moodle, and as well as everything that is happening around us. So we need to encourage you today that you need to believe with faith, whatever that you're going through. Maybe you're not having that rapport with your, with your teachers in school, and you are limited in the areas that you are in, but have faith. Because this God can work off miraculously when you have that faith. So we'll take you through our Holy Communion this morning, and we would like you to join us. And when you come in for your Holy Communion, we would like you to bring your list. Worship center, you can stand today and walk to the front or walk to the places that you people are being assigned to have your Holy Communion. Or if you're worshiping as a family, please raise and stand up with us this morning as we embark into our Holy Communion. Like what we said, we may have it every Sunday, but it's not a ritual. It's not something that we do every Sunday for the sake of doing it. No. Holy Communion is a time for you to come before your God, believing that he is a covenant-keeping God, knowing that whatever you bring to him, he's going to keep that covenant, and he's going to breathe on it and bring it to pass in your life, individually, as a family, and also with your worship center as you're standing today for the new Methodists that are actually worshiping for the first time. So we would like to invite you. Please raise with us and come believing and come receiving. It can be your zone, it can be a worship center, it can be your work, it can be your plans, a future for your children, it can be your mortgage, it can be any other things that have come through the prayer request. Rebellious children, or it can be the property that you're trying to invest in, or it can be a promotion in the workplace that you're waiting for, or it can be job opportunities, whatever it is, regardless how trivial and how huge and how big it is. Bring it to the Lord, to the altar, and also have faith as you have your Holy Communion this morning.
Holy Communion is a commitment to the covenant. Mm. It's something that you commit to, and because of the covenant. Hallelujah. So let us come before the Lord.
Amen.
They will eat together, and they will drink together. And Jesus said, always do this in remembrance of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if you have your bread, get ready. We will eat together. And if you have your wine, we will drink together.
Amen.
So let us partake the bread together. And let us drink the wine together. Heavenly Father, according to your word, you said,
amen,
that when we partake this to remember you, because this is
the covenant.
Amen.
That you already made with the disciples.
Hallelujah.
All the Christians in the world, we respect and we honor Holy Communion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the bread, represent your body. Thank you, Father God, for giving your body
Hallelujah.
For us. Thank you for the wine, represent your blood. Represent that a new covenant is upon us right now.
In Jesus' name.
That we will walk with faith. The righteousness will be given to us.
Hallelujah.
Because we believe in you. We thank you, Father God, for this wonderful morning.
Thank you for the answer prayers, Father.
We thank you, Father God, for all the lists that are in the box.
In Jesus' name.
We have a box here, Father God. And you know the lists that are coming.
Yes, Lord.
They're coming through Facebook. They're coming through Viber. They're coming through letters. They're coming through email.
In Jesus' name.
So we commit all the prayer requests that are here in the green box that we always uplift to you every morning like this. And we thank you, Father God. We praise your mighty name. We thank you, Father God. We pray all the list. They write it together. They write it as a family. They write it
Father.
As husband and wife.
Bring it to
and
pass
individual
in Jesus
that
name.
They write it. And we thank you, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
Because they have faith in you. Because they believe in
yes.
you. And we thank you, Father God, for this morning. I pray over financial situation. I pray over relationship situation. I pray over our children rebellious issues. We pray, Father God, today, now, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
that people will experience all the prayer requests that
Break
we have that will come to
yes,
pass. Open doors and opportunity.
You.
Financial obligation that will be met. Open doors that will happen in their life. Thank you, Father God, restoring their job. We thank you, Father God, promotion in their workplace.
Yes,
we thank
name.
You, Father God, the transfer in their workplace. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the restoration in the relationship. Husband and wife, they are coming together. Thank you, Father God, for all those prayer lists, prayer
in
requests
Jesus
that they are here in this box and that they are here in our list. Maybe some of them, their prayer request, it's with them wherever they are.
In
and they
Jesus
are holding
name.
It right now.
Yes, Father.
They are holding it right now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, bring it to pass.
The answered prayer
Amen.
To all the prayer released.
In Jesus
those
name.
That are at home, those in worship centers.
Yes, oh, Father.
Those that are bringing to their altar. I
the
pray
world,
in the name of Jesus. I pray for prayer released in Vanuatu. Their prayer for the new sound system. I pray
Jesus
in the name,
name
of Jesus. In Santa Rosa, all the prayer list. I pray in the name of Jesus. In New Zealand, in Australia, in other parts of the Pacific, in Europe, I pray all those prayer lists in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are the God of restoration. You are the God that answered prayer right here, right now. Thank you, Father God, for today. We bless the people that
Amen.
They are believing in you right now, especially in Vanuatu, their sound system. Amen. It is it's something that they put together in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you'll continue to bless those prayer lists, the prayer requests that are coming right now. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. We've gone over our time this morning, so we would like to thank you for joining us. And if you have nothing going this afternoon, join us again. Join me and the ladies. We will be sharing with you today on the power of giving at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So on that note, see you again next Sunday at 10:30 on the God of our Nation. Benaka.